Well, even though it's getting a bit dry, the latest USDA crop production report shows the corn crop is still looking very good.
There's really not much trouble to talk about as you look at the major summer crops across the country. If you're looking for a trouble spot, the only place you can really go is parts of the southeast where it's been just a touch dry and a little bit warm at times. North Carolina, 14% of the corn, very poor to poor.
Now, the only concern we have is how large the crop is going to be and how that's going to impact carryover. Private forecasters and the USDA have been saying that they thought we would see an increased carryover. However, ag economist Darrell Good says it may not be quite as large as earlier anticipated.
The key to prices after harvest will be the response by users of corn. The low price of corn relative to livestock, relative to other feed ingredients, and relative to ethanol points to the potential for a surprisingly large consumption response.
Of course, the important thing is to get that corn, soybeans, and other crops to market. And that's why the value of our highway system is vitally important. The American Farm Bureau Federation, though, is concerned about the current highway trust fund and how that is sitting in limbo.
The Farm Bureau would like to see a long-term fix. Unfortunately, we're put in a corner where we need to get something passed and get something passed in the next week or two, or money for highways is going to stop.
And the American Soybean Association also is voicing concerns over our transportation system, including waterways and especially rail.
Since 50% or so of all soybeans are exported, we depend on rail and barge for extended transportation. If those resources aren't available to us because of breakdowns and so on, then again, there's not much local value for soybeans. Obviously, we feed hogs in our area, we feed cattle in our area, but we have to be able to get it to a processor to break it down into the oil and the protein to be able to use that even on our own farms.
Well, according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the U.S. cattle inventory is the lowest since the series began in 1973. The one positive note is that we are seeing a little bit of an uptick in the number of heifers being kept on feed.
Heifers being kept for beef cow replacement on July 1st was 4.1 million head, which was down 2% from 2012. The number of heifers being kept for milk cow replacements was 3.9 million head, which was down about 5% from 2012. The calf crop was 33.6 million head, which was down about 2% from 2012 and would be the lowest calf crop since 1948.
Well, not a lot to celebrate on the dairy front as butter dropped 3 cents on Friday back to $2.59 a pound blocks, now down to $1.97, but that's at a premium to the barrels, which dropped 4.5 cents to $1.95 and 0.25 cents per pound. Class 3 prices, July unchanged at $21.53, but August off 24 to $21.45. September dropped 19 to $20.72 in October, down to $19.90. Corn up slightly. September gains a penny and a half, 363 a bushel. December up to 371 and three quarters of a cent. August beans up 4 3/4 to 12.12 and 0.25 cents per bushel. And September beans up to 11.13 and 0.75 cents, while September wheat gains 9 1/4 to 5.38 a bushel. Looking at our livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 108 to 127. Most of the slaughter cows, 87 to 107. Replacement bull calves, 240 to 380. Heifer calves, 175 to 340. With the fed cattle unchanged, choice beef steers and heifers to 151. Holstein steers, 120 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 75 to 86. And your market lambs, 150 and down. And that's the lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.